Goldstein is with us. It's very exciting. So Eitan and I have been, you know, having this wonderful Milchamta Shel Torah, whether there's or not like a real category called Mitzvah Aseh Shazman Grama. So Eitan follows on the WhatsApp. So Gavi, remember we were talking about this in Tosos also, it's very fascinating, right? Tosos is a mayor, like, well, why didn't we just say that, of course, Nashim are Pturos, after all the Avodas, Bayom, Mitzvah Aseh Shazman Grama. And you could, I would just add to that, Aver Yomo Batel Karbano, so, you know, Kol Shekain. So he says, oh, well, Mitzvah Aseh Shazman Grama, that's only a Ptur, but it's not Mechal. He says, oh, what do you do with Smicha? Because Smicha, that's not going to be Mechalel, that's not a Posel. So, you know, he says, oh, but you would have thought that Smicha is Bechal Shechita, and Nashem can actually do Shechita. All right. So, you know, that was another manifestation. The next point that we saw yesterday that I just wanted to pick up with today, and then we'll take a look at the Rambam and the Pirushim Mishnayos, and then we'll be back in the Gemara, was really an important discussion, you know, that the Gemara has, you know, that literally all mitzvos are in Eretz Yisrael. You know, the super Ramban. Eitan can be Mekayim the mitzvos, and we can't. But we can still Zoom with him, and it's nice that he's willing to Zoom with us. Here we are, you know, Kimi She'en Lo Eloha, Ki Gershuni Hayom Yistapeach Menachlas Hashem, Lemor Leich Avod Elohim Achirim. So the point is that the Gemara eventually concludes, right, that was the whole idea that Tosfos has. No, of course, the Gemara really knew that when it says a mitzvah tzluya ba'aretz, that we're talking about not a din bia, but a din, you know, in a chovas hakarka. But the thought was that any time it says bia, like by tefillin, this week's parsha, vayaki v'yacha shem elokecha, right, or, you know, within this context, peter chamor, maybe those should only be done in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, so the Rambam and the Pirush Mishnayos, let me just mention, so he takes the position that Orla, right, contra Tosos. Tosos said maybe Orla and Chutzar Zedin the Rabbanan. Rashi said Halach L'Moshe Misinai. I mentioned the Reb Chaim. I think Eitan was there actually when we learned this Reb Chaim. Was it the Halach L'Moshe Misinai Mechudeshes, Halach L'Moshe Misinai Mevueres, about Orla and Chutz La'aretz? You know, is it just an expansion of Orla and Eretz Yisrael? Is it really a different din? And we call it Orla, but it's almost a misnomer. Kilayim, Kiloy HaKerem is Midivrei Sofrim in Chutz La'aretz. And then we have, Chadash, the Rambam Paskins like Rabbi Lazar, right, the way that we understood him, namely that it's Bechol Moshe Oseichem, Alechem Ekali Becharmel Osochlu, Aretzim Ayom Azeh, Arab Yachem Es Korban Olokechem, Chukas Olam, L'daro Seichem, Bechol Moshe Oseichem, Bechol Moshe Oseichem means, right, that it's, you know, Bein Ba'aretz, Bein Bechutz La'aretz. Okay, so that's where we were holding in the Gemara. So Tashma, this is Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. Damar Rabbi, Mantana de Pali Galei de Rav Lezer Rav Yishmael. Tani Lamed Chashkamakum Shenamar B'Moshe Veno La'achar Yerusha V'Yeshiva. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. So he holds it's after the Kibush V'Chilok. In other words, once the Mishkan gets to Shiloh, not the 14 years the Mishkan is in Gilgal. So Amar Rabbi Kiva, Hare Shabbos Shenamar B'Moshavos. Right? We think that what's being referred to is Lo Sevaru Eish B'Chol Moshe Oseichem. We'll get to Tosfos in a second. B'no Hagos Bein Ba'aretz Bein B'Chul. So Amar Leish Shabbos Kavu Chomer Asim Amitzus Kalos No Hagos Bein Ba'aretz Bein B'Chutz La'aretz Shabbos Chamira Lo Kol Shekein. You can't bring a raya from Shabbos because Shabbos is Shkula Keneged Kol Torah Kula. Ayin, the Rambam in Hochol Shabbos in Perek Lamed Shabbos Avodas Kochavim. Okay, so Tosos comments, Varei Shabbos Shenemar Bambu Shabbos. He quotes Rashi, Pirush Bekudrus Achsev Los Varei Shabbos Bechol Moshe Oseichem Yom HaShabbos. That we mentioned yesterday. Tosos disagrees. V'lo Nehira. Da'itzrich Ledrash Achinig Yishin Perek Hamid HaShabbos Bechol Moshe Oseichem Yatam Avir. Aval Atam Avir. Guess where? B'meduros Beis HaMokin Beis HaMikdash. Right, that's a very fascinating dialectic that all of the Melachos are Shabbos are derived from the things you can't do to build the Mishkan slash the Mikdash. But once the Mikdash is up and running, the Avoda is Docha Shabbos. Olas Shabbos B'Shabbaso B'Shabbato, all of the Karbanos that have a Zman Kavua, Tzmidin, Umusafim. No, obviously, Nedarim Nedavos, even a Chagiga is Nedcha. Fine. Says, V'od Kashi, the Kamer B'Sabach, Z'chachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachach pasuk of Lo Sivaru is Mechom Moshe Seichem is not in the Parshas Amod. It's not in Parshas Emor. It's the end of Parshas. It's at the end of Sefer Shmos. L'kach Nira Dekorach Harino Dekseiv Shabbos Hila Hashem Bechom Moshe Seichem. It is Shabbos to unto God.
in all of your moshavos, right? Which actually is in Parshas Emor, Vayikra Chaf Gimel, the Parshas Emor LaKohanim, Gabei Moados. Okay, good. So, the Gemara says, Midam Rabbi Mantana, the public of the Rabbaz, Rabbi Shmuel holds that moshavos means the Achar Kibush V'chiluk, 14 years, Shema Minah, Rabbi Lazar, the Chumra Palik, Shema Minah, that Rabbi Lazar holds, but B'chom Moshoseichem, means Ben Bar, it's Ben Bechotzar. So, Mechdi, Rabbi Shmuel, Hecha Kai, what was he talking about? Anisachim. And he says, in the Sachim, right, which we know, it's big machlokas, we're going to see it inside in just a moment, whether Nisachim are Noheg in the Midbar or not. The Ramban has a beautiful essay on this in Parsha Shlach. It's immediately, it's the immediate postscript to the Cheda Meraglim. You go from Nisachim and then to Chala. We'll talk about both of those today. But in any event, right, the point is that if you hold that there was no Nisachim in the Midbar, in a Korbanos Yachid, that parsha is very different in the Torah, because the pasuk says, "Daber al bnei Yisrael ve'amar to lehem ki sevol eretz moshavos seichem bi'an moshavos asher ani nosein lachem." So bi'an moshav k'sibehu sahachi kamer lamed shekol makom shenemar bi'an moshav eno lachar yerusha v'yeshiva de Rabbi Shmuel. Okay, fine, but it would have to say both of those bi'an u'moshav. So ihachi amar lo Rabbi Kiva rei Shabbos shenemar b'moshavos. Why didn't Rabbi Shmuel just respond? I only say that you have to wait until after the 14 years of Kibush and Chiluk, if it doesn't just say, right, Kisavoel Haaretz, but it says that you're in your Moshav, you're settled, Yerusha, V'yeshiva. So the Gemara responds, you're not wrong. Chada v'od kamerle, chada dana b'yo Moshav kamina, v'od kamarta rei Shabbos, shenemar bo Shabbos, shenemar bo Moshavos, I'll tell you, Shabbos is no raya. Shabbos kal v'chomer hi. So what's this machlokas, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva? So b'may kamiflagi, b'kirvu nisachim b'midbar kamiflagi. Rabbi Shmuel savar lo kirvu nisachim b'midbar, meaning niske yachid. Rabbi Kiva savar kirvu nisachim b'midbar. So Amar Abaya, tandevei Rabbi Shmuel, mapik me'idach tandevei Rabbi Shmuel, the tandevei Rabbi Shmuel, ho v'namru bios batoristam, upirid l'cha kasa b'echad mehen, La'achar Yerusha v'yeshiva. So Avkol, La'achar Yerusha v'yeshiva. We're able to make a binyanav that every single time the Torah says bia, that it must be La'achar Yerusha v'yeshiva. Of course, the exception to this is Chala itself, because Chala, everybody agrees, Shina Lavakasav, where it says Bivo Achem El Haaretz. V'idach, Mishum Dehava Melech, Ubikurim Shneksuma Boyin Ke'echad, that Bikurim and Melech, which again are very much tied into Eretz Yisrael, Bikurim is a more classical Chovas HaKarka. Melech is, as we know, the Gemara Sanhedrin, Shalosh Mitzvos Nisav Yisrael Bishas Kinisas on the Aretz, right? Melech, Amalek, and Binyan Beis HaBechira. So there's Shnei Ksuvim HaBoyin Ke'echad, that they only take place after Kibush and Chiluk, and you don't make the binyanav. So Yidach Srichi. It's not a classic case of Shnei Ksuvim and Ke'echad, because you couldn't derive one for the other. Because of Rachman of Melech, V'lokasa Bikurim, Havamina Bikurim, to come is Hani La'altar. Of course you're in Mechuyav in Bikurim right away, not after 14 years, because if you're benefiting from the land, the whole point is you need a matir, and Bikurim is Tafka matir. Because of Bikurim, if the Torah only said Bikurim La'achar, Yerusha v'yeshiva, 14-year delay. V'lo kasav melech, havamin melech, darko lichvosh le'altar. As soon as he's appointed, he's not going to wait. So v'idach lichvosh melech, v'lo boi bikurim v'ana amina, v'mal melech de lichvosh le'achar, Yerusha v'yeshiva, bikurim lo kol shekein. If you tell me that melech is only after the 14 years of kibush v'chiluk, right, and by the way, Yoshua, it's interesting, had himself a din of melech, so then Bikurim will be a kal v'chomer. Midi dahava chala kamash malan. I would have compared Bikurim to chala because, right, just like chala is the reshis, ariso sechem, what does it say about Bikurim? Me reshis periha dama. Reshis. It should be an obvious, you know, comparison. Okay, so hashadamar chobas sagov noheges ben bo'aretz ben b'chutz laretz moshav dekasav rachman agabi shabbos lamali. So it's trich sagadei dechamina ho bin yonah de moados ksiva tiboyi kiddush ki moados kamashman. This works out beautifully for this week's parasha. HaChodesh is Elochem Rosh Chodeshim, Yishonu Elochem L'Chodshei HaShanah, the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. Kiddush HaChodesh is only done in Eretz Yisrael. What's the one exception? When Shalohiniach Kemoso, right, Be'eretz Yisrael, when Rabbi Kiva was Holei Chla'asya, the Sugya, the end of Gemara Brachos, right? But the point is that essentially it's something that's tied into Eretz Yisrael. So you might have thought that you need Kiddush, which is very much an Eretz Yisrael Kimitzion Teitzei Torah kind of a halacha. So no, Shabbos, what we say is, right, Kiddusha V'kaima, the Kiddusha Shabbos doesn't depend in any sense on the framework for Kiddush HaChodesh, which is tied into the Moedos. Okay, so Moshe of the Kasa Rachman Agabi, Chela V'dam Lamali, right? Obviously, Dam is no Gmin Barat from the Chutzlar, it's Chelev as well. So it's Rechzalt, you know, Ho'o Ben Yonid, the Karbanos Ksivi, Bismand Yika Karban Nitzer, Chelev Dam, Bismand Laka Karban Lo, Kamash Malan. So if you understand anything about Chelev Dam, you realize why this is actually a very good Havamina. The whole point of Dam being an Isser is that Dam is Laratso, Salam is Beach. Right? So maybe when you don't have the option of offering it on the Mizbeach, there's no Isser Dam. Same thing with Chelev, right? Chelev, right, is only a problem when you're talking about behema, a kind of, you know, chelev which can go onto the mizbeach. So you might think that temporarily it would be linked to the mizbeach as well. If there's no mizbeach, there's really no iser chelev. So kamash malan, that applies at all times. Likewise, Moshe the Kasser Rachman got matzim or lamali itzrech sak de chamina ho uksiva matzis meror yochlu bisman dika pesach in bisman deleka pesach lo. Right, which is, by the way, on some level true about Marar, but Marar Bismana says only Dinder Rabbanan, that's how he paskin, because there's no independent Mechayev of Marar. I was telling this to my daughter the other day, and she said, hey, we eat Marar. I said, yeah, it's only Dinder Rabbanan, it's a Zecher. Because there's no independent Din just to have plain old Marar, you know, it's Al Matzo Sumerar Yochlu, it's an experience within the Karban Pesach. It's true that by, you know, Matzah, you know, by Erev, Tochlu, Matzos, but it's a very good Havamina. There are views in the Amorayim, as you know, that Matzah Bismanese is the Rabbanan, the absence of the Karban Pesach. The Rambam takes those views very seriously. He spends a lot of ink, you know, trying to explain why we don't paskin like those views. Good. So, Bia, the Kasar Rachman Agave Tulun, Petra Chamor, this week's Parsha, Vayaki Viacha, Lamali, so mi bai lechidatan de Rishmal, ase mitzvah zo, shabishvila tikane slaretz. Really interesting that Tfilin and Petr Chamor granted that kind of significance. Bishlam the mandamar Moshev, komakam shatem yoshvin. If you hold that Moshev implies wherever you live, bein baritz, bein mechutzaretz, right, if that's your opinion, hainu dechsiv, vayuchlu, that's why it says in Sefer Yoshua, me avor haaretz, meacharasa pesach, me macharasa pesach achol, me ikara lo achol. So it makes a lot of sense to say that the Isser Chadash was in effect right away, not Moshavos in the sense of waiting until after the 14 years of Kibush Shechilich. So, Alma, Ikruv Omer v'Hadar Achol, they needed to bring the Karbat Omer. Alman Damar Lachar Yerusha V'Shiva, if that's your understanding of Moshavos, like Rabbi Yishmael said, so Necholi Alter, so why couldn't they start eating from the Avor Haaretz right when they crossed over into the land of Israel, which was in the 10th? So the Gemara says they could have, but they didn't. Glohavu tzrichi dechsev reisol achlu asaman arba'im shana adboa mil eretz no shabbos asaman achlu adboa mil ktsei eretz kanan. So what's the lim? What do you say? Yev shalomar adboa mil eretz no shabbos shekvar nemar el ktsei eretz kanan v'yev shalomar el ktsei eretz kanan shekvar nemar adboa mil eretz no shabbos. Okay, tzad b'shiva bader meis Moshe pasak man mile reid. There's no more man, right? That's the Gemara in Tainus, that there was this chus of Moshe that the man came down. And all three stopped the day. Moshe died. The Be'er went away. The Anan went away. And the Man went away because Moshe was holding all of that together. Shlosha Parnasim Tovim Hayulat Yisrael, as we recall. So that was the seventh of Adar. Vayu Mistapkim Iman Shebichleim Ad Shisha Asar Ben Nisan. They had plenty to eat. So Tani Idach Bnei Yisrael Achlu Asaman Arboim Shana V'chi Arim Shana Achlu Elo Arim Shana Chaser Shloshim Yom Achlu. Right, because Moshe Rabbeinu died, you know, on Zayin Adar. So Lomer Lecha Ugo Shotzim Yitzrayim Tamu Bohem Taman, that you start the clock a little bit late, that they already had like this prelude to Man when they left Egypt. Also, this week's parsha? Is there anything in the Gemara that hasn't been rooted in this week's parsha? So Tani Yidach Veshiva Adar Meis Moshe Veshiva Adar Nolad Minayin She Veshiva Adar Meis Moshe Shenemar Vayamash Moshe V'Hashem Uksiva Yukku B'nei Shalos Moshe Be'arvos Moav Shloshim Yom Uksiva Yachrei Mos Moshe Eved Hashem Uksiv Moshe Avdimeis Yatakum Avor Uksiv If Ruba Kerva Machane V'Tzivu Asam Le'mor Hechinu Lachem Tzeda Ki Be'od Shloshes Yamim Tabru Es Hayarden. Right, so they mourn Moshe from 30 days. So Zion Adar is to Zion Nisan, then another 3 days. Right, to prepare. Uchsiv Amalumina Yardin, Rasor Lachodesh Harishon. So it's the 10th day of Nisan. Same Mehem Shloshim Ushloshi Yamim. So you have to subtract 33 days. 30 days of Avelos and 3 days of preparation. I want to just expand on that in a second. So Lamafreya, if you do the math by subtraction, from Yud Nisan, 33 days backwards. So Lamata Shabbashiva Bader Meis Moshe. Minayin Shabbashiva Bader Nolad Moshe Shenamar Vayomar Lehem and Meyav Eshim Shana Nochi Hayom Lo Chal Od Latzeis Velavo Shein Tam Belomar Hayom Atam Belomar Hayom Melamed Shekadosh Baruch Hu Yoshe Malei Shnosem Shol Tzadikim Miyom Liyom Echodesh Lechodesh Shenamar Es Mispar Yamecha Amalei. Okay, very good. So a couple of Hayaros, and then I want to see a couple of things in Tosfos as well. So first of all, this whole idea of you know, an analog to the Shloshes Yimei Hagbalah, right? That Ba'od Shloshes Yamim. So what I like to say about that is clearly the nature of the Shloshes Yimei Hagbalah is a din in the Hashras HaShchina of Maimed Har Sinai. And the whole point is that Eretz Yisrael is the Shechno Sidra Shuva HaShama. It's the Makom HaShchina. So it makes a lot of sense that you have that same din of Shloshim Yom. A point of Yedios, the tension of the Gemara was Eretz Noshavis versus Kitzei Eretz Kinan. So what the Gemara had to say about that, the simple implication was Eretz Noshavis would be Eretz Israel proper. Kitzei Eretz Kinan was the Aver Hayardin. That's Rashi's perspective. You take a look at the Rashi. The first line of Rashi is Eretz Noshavis me Aver Hayardin ve'elach. She chashuv me'eretz Sichon ve'o kideshkach Moshe shayim is'ave likani slav v'kari latova. Right? Ha'har ha'tov ha'zev ha'lubanon. Tosfos challenges that doctrine. Tosfos says, "Ad boa miler to Shabbos, priest per country, hanam aver the yarden ve'ilach, the chashu meretz ichon ve'og. Ad boa miler k'teretz kanan, hanu al svas hayarden, shu k'teretz kanan, v'hainu eretz ichon ve'og. V'yesh mifarshin ibcha, the eretz no Shabbos, hanu eretz ichon ve'og. V'kari le no Shabbos, shali krova l'midbar." Right? It was the, you know, it's close to the desert. It was the first civilized place that they came to, right? And then umafkami bidbar v'havya yishuv. So you finally come into civilization. Uktzei eretz Kanan hainu sof eretz Kanan. So you could say the opposite. Come out to the same place. Ad boam el eretz Kanan. Well, uktzei eretz Kanan means they finally entered eretz Kanan. So a couple of points to fill in Tosos, the two earlier Tosos, and then I want to swing back to an Ibn Ezra and then come to this discussion that Tosos have about when we actually cross into Eretz Yisrael. And then if I can, to try back to this week's parsha. So Akrav Omer Bahadar Achol, top Tosos on the page, Yushalmi Maksha Lamalu Achlu Matzah Mechadash V'yavo Asei Merav Tochlu Matzah V'yitchalos Asei Dechadash, right? Asei Dochalos Asei, the Cheftz of Matzah. A very good question. Two answers in Tosos. So Mitaritz Dein Ase the Kodem Adibor Do Chol Ase Los Ase the Achar Adibor. Maybe Erev Tochu Matzos isn't the same status. Ase Do Chalos Ase only applies if they were given at Maimon Har Sinai. Come back to that. Inami Yisomar Gzerik Zayis Rishon Atuk Zayis Sheni. That would only be true of where you're absolutely Mechuyav to eat. It wouldn't be Hutra. It'd be Dechuya. So this first day in Tosos is really fascinating. Like, what? Why would that be? If it's a mitzvah, midaraisa, ba'erev tochlu matzos, so who cares that it was kodem hadibur? Why is asi dochalos asay a din la'achar hadibur? So I wanted to connect this Tosos to a line in the Ramban. The Ramban says, why, anybody remember why asay is dochalos asay? Like, what's the Ramban has this incredible theory of it. So it's only true for one reason. He says, "Asei is dochalos asei," because all mitzvos asei are an expression of avas Hashem. All mitzvos los asei are an expression of yiras Hashem, and avod me'ava is a greater impetus than to be oved me'ira. So I wanted to suggest that, yeah, but that only makes sense, right? Once you have the mitzvos of avas Hashem and yiras Hashem, if the whole svara for ase docha losa say is that basically avas Hashem is docha yiras Hashem and ase is docha losa say, there has to be mechayev of avas Hashem. Okay, so small hayara. Tosos. So b'nei Yisrael achu asaman arboim shana yev shabim tomer ma'ilo mapikle kula milsa behedya. Pasuk says in Yoshua zechseva yishbo saman me'achrasa Pesach. Okay, so they're eating it from their pockets, fine. So this must be an example of where we're going out of our way to try to darshan it from Divrei Torah. Swinging back for just a moment. So the Tosos from the bottom of Lamed Zayin Amid Beis, it was a really interesting discussion, very relevant to this week's parasha. So Omer Rabbeinu Tam, it's a very good question. They ate from the Yashan on Machras, but totally different reading the Pasuk. Sherei, Hutrichulecho, Matzos, Vekaloi, Dahainu Chodas, Loachlot, Etzem Ayomazet, Dahainu Tezayim in Nisan. So you read the Pasuk with Studdin, the Pasuk in Yoshua, which again, the Pasuk there indicated, Vayochlume Evor Haaretz, Mimachras of Pesach. So Rabbeinu Tam wants to say, that's Yashan on the 15th. Matzos v'kaloi Betzem Ayom Hazeh is the 16th, right? Because Betzem Ayom Hazeh is an expression that's used in Parshas Emor about the 16th of Nisan. V'achi pirush de krav v'yuchim evorar it's kolam mina Yashan machras v'asher yutzuk lachol matzos kaloi dahainu chadash lo achlad etzem hayom hazeh dahainu tezayin b'nisan la'achish kari v'omer. So that's a very strange reading of the pasuk, but an interesting idea. You can't get around the fact that the simple reading of the pasuk in Yoshua clearly indicates that it's the 16th of Nisan. You're right. In the Chamisha Chumshei Torah, Macharasa Pesach means the 15th of Nisan. In the VM, it means the 60s. Lashon chachamim lechud. Well, kerch tzarech lomer kentim lo chayin amay yitzrich lamim marikar lo achol ein lechalik min tesvav lekodim tesvav. Kevin dakati lo ikar vomer. And the pshita ritzal lomer tezayin hainim acharas achilas apesach. Vayi de parashas matzei rashon lomer macharas shchitas apesach kidi pirashti. So very interesting machlokes between the Baalei Tosfos, between Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri, regarding the definition of macharas apesach. So now I want to just tie this into partially an idea I heard from Rav Rosenzweig a little bit, many, many years ago. We were talking about, we were actually learning Chulin, and he said, you know, you'll come to appreciate that Shechita by Korban Pesach is analogous to Avodas Adam and all other Korbanos. Okay, very important idea. The significance of Shechita's Korban Pesach, very significant. It has many implications. So just if you take a look at this line here, what Tosis is actually suggesting is very fascinating. Rabbeinu Tam says, anytime it says Macharas HaPesach, it's got to be talking about Macharas Shechitas Karban Pesach. There's no other option. So if I have to reread a Pasuk and say for Yoshua, I'll do that, because Mimacharas HaPesach, you know, always and forever, can only mean Shechitas Karban Pesach. That's the emphasis. That's the Chi of Kares, right? There's a mitzvah Sachila, right? But nobody's chayav kares for not eating the Korban Pesach. Shechitas Korban Pesach is the whole defining aspect of it. That's the, what I like to call the kfira be'avodah zarah. You know, the putting it in the eye of the Egyptians. V'shachtu oso, that's what defines you as, you know, kol kahal das Yisrael bein arbayim. So the Ri said, it's not so important. Right, you have two different, Pesach can mean one of two things. He says, in the Chumash you're right. It means Shechitas HaPesach. Machras HaPesach means the day after the Shechitas Karban Pesach. But Navi, you know, who knows? Maybe Mimachras HaPesach is Mimachras Achilas HaPesach. So I just can't believe Rabbeinu Tam didn't think of that solution. But I think Rabbeinu Tam was like, you know,
opposed to suggesting that a Pesach could actually be a reference to Achilas at Pesach. Who cares about the Achilas Korban Pesach? The Shchitas Korban Pesach is everything. That's the Minoy, that's the Chabura, you know, that's where the action is. Good. Another Tosos, Tzemehen Lamed Gimel Mafreya. Okay, let's try to get this in. It's kind of a technical discussion, but I think it has implications. So he says, "Perish bekutcher shloshim yom amdu be'arvos moav levechil shenisavi Yoshua lasian hechinu lam tzeda lederach shloshi yamim ki dechsev od shloshi yamim atem overim nimsa shekalu shloshim yom even Moshe b'zayin b'nisan ulamacharas b'yom ches." So ches, tes, and yod they prepared and they went in on the 10th. Tiber kadosh baruchim Yoshua shekodem lachin lo tiberim Moshe neshchina shara mitoch atzvos. Really interesting. He couldn't speak to Yoshua when he was in the shloshim, because you know there can't be hashras hashchina when you're all depressed. Ve'anu dechsev amalu min ayardin be'asor lechodesh. Shikshiri mikrach min dechsev Yoshua, but he mikseh shloshes yamim after 3 days. Yomer Yoshua lam his kadosh mechar yatsar shem kerbecham niflos. Mikseh shloshes yamim hainu yom asiri. Ve'kamer l'lamachar alma biyud aleph avru. Ve'krach kamer be'asor lechodesh. Very difficult. Yesh v'farshim kadosh baruch hu dibar Yoshua biyom shloshim de'evil Moshe. Shehu zayin benisim avgad din hashchina shor mitoch atzvos. We call Yet Makom, we know this is Halach and Avelos, Mixas Ayom Kikulo. So the if he spoke to him, whatever, you know, after Nates, you know, so then he could get in the Shloshim of Moshe and Mixas Ayom Kikulo. So you have, he's speaking to him on the 7th of Nisan, he tells him to prepare for 3 days, and then they're going to go in. So the rest of Zion, Ches and Tes, and they go in on the 10th. The Karmelub, O Shosh Hashemim, Tabruz Yardin. Levad meyosa yom shomei bov Yeshua amela mikteh shloshes yamim imoso yom shenis yachinim odibar dehainu ulamid beiz ki machi yaseh shem niflos dehainu ulamid gimel yom v'yom asir b'chodesh v'dochaku. So I don't like this answer. Mikteh yom b'kulo v'od shloshim d'kabi kadosh baruch hu chalak mikteh shloshes yamim d'kabi Yeshua v'od lo havi kemo v'od shloshim imisa faro esor shcham yelecha d'hasam abis yom shloshes yamim v'yachsiv ayyum ayyum ashri yom ulad espar l'vika chesh yashem perish rishon divided the dimer elodav ke biyom lamid aleph. So really, he only spoke to Yeshua on Ches Nisan, the Evil Moshe, Danu Ches Nisan, the Kadosh Baruch Hu, Be'od Shloshes Yamim, Im Oso Yom Sh'amad Bo. So he spoke to him on Ches, and 3 days was inclusive. Ches Tes Yud, Danu Yom Asir Taboru. And we say Shloshes Yamim, the Kamer Yeshua La'am, Hanu Sof Yom Sheni, Shesamach Yom Shlishi. As we get close to the third day, we're going to go in, Vizel B'yom Lamed Beis, the end of the 9th of Nisan, Sabach Chilas Yom Lamed Gimel, Kimo Hadim Psachim, etc., etc. Okay. So Tosos feels very strongly that no matter what you say, right, we always have to defend this proposition. Everything is fungible except the hard fact that they went in on the 10th of Nisan. Oh. So we pointed out before, it's just really interesting. If you think about the beginning of Sefer Yoshua, you have these models that are very much, you know, like the Shloshes Yimei Hakbalah. It's hard to... That's about the Hashras Hashchina. You're going into Eretz Asher Shemokecha Doreish Usa, so you need 3 days of preparation, just like you needed, you know, Shloshes Yimei Hagbalah for Maimon Har Sinai. And then, when you think about it, the Rubicon, in this case the Yarden, that they crossed on the 10th of Nisan, right? So, the what's the significance of the 10th of Nisan? Obviously, this, right, Mekcho Mi Ba'asor, Ba'asor L'Chodesh Hazeh, V'Kulehem Yishalo V'Zavo, Selabayis. So that was the moment when they repudiated the Avodah Zarah, right? They took the Seh. Okay, by Yalachan Lemishmeris, we know the unique din of Bikur Dalad Yemen, but the whole point was from that moment on, they were going to be distinguished from the Egyptians. Goy, Mikarev Goy. So what could be better? What day would be more appropriate to go into Eretz Yisrael, that we'd finally be, you know, separated from the Tumas Eretz Ha'amim, we'd be distinguished as a nation on Yud Nisan, clearly, right? So all of these models like seem to, right, not be very obviously, blatantly choreographed to express the notions of Korban Pesach and Maimon Har Sinai, Hashras Hashchina, Ben Yisrael La'amim. You know, all of these things are so clear. Okay, so again, just a lot of critical points there in Tosos. Shchitas Korban Pesach, the Rabbeinu Tam that we talked about here, you know, the significance of Yud Nisan is like a fundamental day, A day of distinction between Yisrael and the Amim, crossing into Eretz Yisrael, very powerful symbolism of that. And then, you know, the idea of, you know, just as Rambam says, if we go back to the beginning, so we paskin that Chadash is really an Isser Minat Torah b'chutz la'aretz. So as we go a little bit further, maybe we'll have some time to discuss, you know, how this plays out in practice, the famous fake of the Ramah, you know, why, you know, many are Mekel and Chutzar, it's no judgment, just, you know, it seems like it's a pretty open thing that 99% of the Rishonim understood. You pass him like Rabbi Lazar, and Bechom Moshe Secha means Bein Baretz, Bein Bechutzlaretz, so what's going on, you know, in Chutzlaretz, what's this, you know, Sveik all about? So if we have some time, I'd like to try to discuss that a little bit. Okay, Eitan, quickly, things are going well?